Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It is 12:07. You are listening to The Shaletta Show on News Talk 830 WCCO Radio, your good neighbor station. My name is Shaletta Brundage. I'm the host of the show. It is 12:08. Lindsey Brown, my producer, is there at the historic WCCO Radio studio, making sure our friends and guests come through clearly and quickly on the John Schuster Caldwell Banker Hotline. Al Shock is in the newsroom bringing you the latest on news and information, and we'll be here for 3 hours. And we are enjoying the snow globe Saturday. I've got my kids here with me in the Cottage Grove studio. They are under blankets reading books. And I've got State Representative Melissa Hortman on the John Schuster Caldwell Banker Hotline with me, because I tell you, our state capitol has been as hot as fish grease on Good Friday, and she is going to break down exactly what has been going on, what has happened, and where we are now. Representative Hortman, thank you so much for being here.
Happy to join you.
And you joined me for lunch on Thursday, Black Entrepreneurs Day 2.0, over at ERAT, Ethiopian Restaurant, in St. Paul, right across the street from CHS Field, where the St. Paul Saints play. The DFL House members on Monday were not able to come to Black Entrepreneurs Day at the Capitol because of the stalemate. And although a lot of the business owners who were there spoke with Republican representatives and senators outside and inside their district, they really miss speaking with their DFL representatives. And so several of you, Representative Larry Kraft and Julie Green, met us there at the restaurant for lunch. What were some of those conversations like?
It was really wonderful to connect with folks, because I think the small business owners too, it seemed like across the board, weren't able to make it on Monday. And so we all appreciated having a makeup session so we could still get some Shaletta points in the bank, but also more importantly, connect with each other, right? So I met some wonderful folks who cater and support small businesses with financial services, and learned about Lights On from Sherman Patterson. So it was a really cool group of people. And thank you so much for having a makeup session for those of us who missed it.
Now, you darted out of there quickly. I knew something was going on, but you didn't say anything. Shortly after our lunch on Thursday, you announced a new power sharing agreement that had been reached in the House. What does this entail?
Sure. Well, I'm sure people wonder it, to the extent they thought about it at all. Why was the DFL not there the first 3 weeks? And the reason was the Republicans were threatening not to seat one of our members. A guy named Brad Tabke won a very close race. He won with a 14-vote advantage. He was declared the winner on election night. He won in a recount, and then the Republicans filed a court case, and Brad won the court case. And the judge said, hey, there's no reason not to seat this guy. There's no reason to have a special election. We know how this election came out. And so the only way we could prevent them from throwing him out just to get a do-over on an election that they didn't win was to not go, because they needed us to turn the lights on and get things rolling. So the new agreement says they will seat Tabke, and we're not going to just throw people out willy-nilly. There's going to be a process that you have to go through, and you have to get a true majority vote in order to throw somebody out for their election returns. The other thing that we got that we were seeking, to honor the will of the voters, they sent shared power. They sent 67 Republicans and 67 Democrats. So essentially, Minnesota was saying, hey, guys, share. You know, work together, do this as a team. So once we get back to a tie after a special election, we'll go to a power sharing agreement. And in exchange, we gave the Republicans the speakership, and we gave the Republicans one more committee in the list of committees, and then they'll chair that one for the whole 2 years.
Okay, now I have to ask you this. Did you sacrifice your speakership to make sure Representative Tabke was selected? Was seated?
You know, sometimes that's the way the cookie crumbles, right? I mean, you took a stand when Amazon and Target walked back from their DEI, and it wasn't easy, I'm sure, because, you know, the funding for your event was probably important to you. But the principles that we stand for are more important than this or that in the moment that we have it. And so, you know, if you don't really stand up for your principles, you got to ask yourself, do you really have those principles? And our principle that we were standing up for was the will of the voters tells us what happens. That means if Republicans win, hey, we're in the back seat, they're driving. If Democrats win, that we accept that. You know, if they give us a tie, that's what we accept. The voters are the boss, and we're not going to manipulate election results for political purposes. So we had to stand up for those principles.
And I have to ask, what bills have the best chance of passing in the House, keeping in mind that all bills are going to need at least one crossover vote to pass?
Yeah, I'm hoping that we'll stay focused on the budget. You know, there's all these areas where Democrats and Republicans don't agree. Choice, gun violence prevention, climate action. But one thing I think we do all agree on is that we want our schools to be operating. We want our roads to be plowed. We want our water treatment plants to provide us with clean water. So if we stay focused on the bread and butter of what government needs to do for Minnesotans and focus on balancing the budget, we should be able to get the work done and get it done on time.
Do you think we will have an extended special session to get everything done?
I hope not. You know, in the years that I've been in the leadership, that hasn't been necessary, because I don't subscribe to this theory that you hold all your cards back and you don't play them until the last minute, trying to seek some advantage by being last minute. I think we just put our cards on the table and start solving the problems right away. You know, we don't postpone it. So my hope is that everybody else will come to the table with a willingness to lay their cards on the table and say, this is where I want to be, because then we can start finding where's the middle ground or where's the common ground.
You know, I think about what is going on at the federal level, and, you know, having a child with special needs who gets services in the school system and, you know, in with the county and with the state, you know, the talks about the cuts to some of the federal spending. Are you hearing anything that may affect us here in Minnesota?
Yeah, you know, if some of what Trump is proposing actually goes through the Congress, they would mean devastating cuts here in Minnesota. And they would throw our state budget into a place where I can't imagine how we would balance it. So Minnesota has a $65 billion budget over a 2-year period. And if some of the cuts that the Trump administration is talking about go through, it's like $13 billion a year. So if you take $26 billion chunk out of a $65 billion budget, that's a very large hole for a state to try to come through. And unfortunately, a lot of the places they're talking about cutting the funding are in social service areas where, you know, we take care of people. And the state's not going to leave those people in the lurch. The state's going to have to step up in some way. I hope that, you know, in the same way that these tariffs on Canada and the tariffs on Mexico were put into place and then pulled back, and the federal funds was, you know, cut and then pulled back, that after they think more about the idea of cutting budgets by much, they'll realize that that's not realistic. I think the Republican states will help us out, right? I mean, Alabama has folks who need services from the federal government, and so does Tennessee and Texas and Florida. And I think those governors and those legislatures being in the right camp will be able to persuade the federal government that the federal government has to move a little bit more slowly if it wants to change things dramatically, so we can all readjust how we rely on each other to take care of people.
There were a lot of legislation passed in the last session. Does any of that look like it may be threatened this session?
Well, I think the most important thing is to look at moving forward. We've got in this current budget period, we have a surplus of $3.7 billion. The Democrats balance the budget, and we're end up with $3.7 billion extra cash on hand, plus a reserve of $3.5 billion. Then in the next 2 years, there's a projected surplus of $1.5 billion. So we're in decent economic shape here for the past 2 years and the next 2 years. It's when you look out at 28 and 29, we've got to be focused on starting to dial back some of our spending in areas that are growing rapidly, or figure out, if we don't want to cut back on that spending, where the revenue is going to come from to pay for it. So my hope is that all of the legislators will look forward at the work that we have to do that affects the future, because if we spend all our time trying to undo things that have been done in the past, I think that will end up being wasted time and energy.
Now, last question for you, because I know you have to run. We're talking to Representative Melissa Hortman here on the Shaletta Show. A power sharing agreement was reached on Thursday this past week. So we have our full House Republicans, as well as members of the DFL, back at the Capitol doing the people's work. You know, we get so much bad news all day long. It's like we're on a boomerang and everything is just so Debbie Downer. And you know me, I'm always looking for the silver lining, always looking for the lemons in the lemonade. Talk to me about what you're most excited about. This is not last session's house. This is something very right. different. You have stepped down from your leadership role. And so this will be new for you, as well as every member who is in there. But what, if anything, are you looking forward to? What are you most excited about? What do you want to celebrate about this upcoming session?
Two things, really. Is number one is the tie. My whole career, I've thought it would be really neat to have the opportunity to have a complete tie where we have to rely on each other. It's not one party or the other party. It's not really a power struggle. It's a cooperation thing. But the second thing is we have the most diverse legislature we've ever had. You know, when Donald Trump won in 2016, I became the minority leader in the Minnesota House, and we were looking for silver linings in that election too. And we looked at our caucus. You know, Ilhan Omar was the first Somali American elected to a state legislature in the country. We had an Indigenous People's Caucus. And so this year, our People of Color and Indigenous Caucus is at its record high level. We have the first Black woman Speaker of the House, first Republican woman Speaker of the House. So I think the fact that the state legislature is really starting to look like Minnesota. And, you know, nothing wrong with white guys, but it's not just a bunch of old white guys anymore. It's a whole bunch of people from a whole bunch of different backgrounds, different jobs, different life experiences. So I think that helps us make better laws.
Well, I can't thank you for helping me to have a better show, for showing up on Thursday to chat with the business owners. And I know that you are glad to be back at work.
For sure.
What were you, I gotta ask one more question. What were you hearing from your constituents during the time that you were absent from the House? Because I know you all spent a lot more time in district with your neighbors and friends talking to people because you were not at the Capitol. What were some of the things that you were hearing from them?
I think, you know, early on people were like, what's going on? But once they figured out that we were just trying to get a guy seated who won, they were like, you go, girl. I mean, take as long as it takes, but we can't have people overturning elections just because they don't like one or they don't like that their person didn't win. So surprisingly, you know, I guess not surprisingly, Republicans reacted one way. Democrats reacted another way. You know, Republicans, people who are never going to vote for me anyway, were like, go to work. And people who are my supporters were like, hey, you go, girl. We see what you're standing up for, and we agree with you.
All right. Well, I thank you so much for being on the show today. You have a wonderful week. And remember, you always have a platform here if you need to get the word out about anything or let folks know what's going on at the Capitol. And we know we can call on you when needed.
Awesome. I will definitely come back. Thanks for having me.
All right. Representative Melissa Hortman joining us on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline. It is 1-1222.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Some people follow the rules, I break them. I'm Soraya, and on Rule Breakers, we talk to the rebels who do things their way. Listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
We'll be right back.